Friday, Torah Mesh, Sehud Gimel Av, Tavshin Ein, Tess, Reb,
Zvizelba. Good morning. I'd like to learn a bit the sugya of Tchumin. Tchumin is something that's negea, especially in holiday if one goes away, one is staying within a house alone, within a little village, within a town. It's especially negea. It can be negea the whole year. We'll come to Prestwich Whitefield. These type of things, if someone goes for Shabbos to Ruchlan Dudnos, the few shal is there, about Tchumin. Fascinating topic, a mitzvah, part of Hiches Shabbos. I was just thinking, in connection to Tisha B'Av, which we just had, Efshe, I was thinking that the idea of Tchumin is that Yid is meant to stay in his Mokem, where he is Konish Vise, where you Konish Vise will come to that later, that's where you're meant to stay, within that area, within those Amas. That's what the Torah and Chazal want us to stay in. That's where Remez of Yid in Golis is meant to stay, within his Dalad Amas, within his Kehile, within his Dalad Amas Shel Halacha, not to get too mixed up and mixed in with the Goyim around us. Okay. This halach of Tchumin has got no connection to Hoitzor. It's got nothing to do with the melacha of carrying. This is even without any carrying, without carrying anything. It's just a person cannot take himself out, cannot walk out of his Tchum. Nothing to do with carrying at all. This is Negea Shabbos and Yom Tov too. Carrying on Yom Tov is Mutel, so Yom Tov. Tchumin is Negea to Yom Tov too, as much as Shabbos. As we're Machlekes Rishonim, whether the Issa Tchumin is Minatorim and Rabbonon, Machlekes Rambam and the Rosh, Machlekes until Halacha, we're Machlekes Lechatchil, it's Minatorim, but either way, Minatorim is only a much bigger size, a much bigger shiur than what we are Machmir from, that is in Midrabbonon. Minatorim is Yud Beis Milin, we are Machmir ready from 1 mil. Come to that still. Okay, so, Tchumin, how does that work? Let's start with the basics. A person, when Shabbos enters, and when we say Shabbos enters, it means when night falls and Shkia time comes around, a person has got, is koiner, in Ruchnizdik, as a mokem shvise. He's koiner, a place where this is now, for the rest of Shabbos. We know many things, Nichol Shabbos, as they are when Shabbos comes in. That's how they are, the whole Shabbos, Mukzeh, and other things. When Shabbos comes in, wherever the person is, he's koiner shvise, that's his mokem, that's his place. And from there he starts measuring his tchum. It won't help the fact that in middle Shabbos he moves over somewhere else. We don't start measuring again. We measure things when Shabbos comes in, and that's how it is, more or less, with certain exceptions. That's how it is for the rest of Shabbos. Therefore, if a person is on his own, in the middle of nowhere, he's pitched a tent in the middle of a field, or he's stuck in the middle of who knows where, in the open, his mokim shvis is 4 amas around him, and that's it. 4 amas, and then starts the 2,000th of the Tchum. If he's in a town, if a person is in a town, the entire town is his Mokim Shvise. His Tchum will only start outside the town. We'll have to discuss what the town means, how far a town goes. But his, the entire town where he is, whether the town has a wall or not, most towns today don't have a wall, doesn't matter. His town is his Mokim Shvise. The town is like one unit, and the Tchumin starts outside the town. If a person is in the countryside, he's got his own house on holidays, and he's in his house, then his house is his Shvise, and if there's a garden with a wall around it, if there's a garden with a fence around it, then outside those that fence starts his Tchumin. His Mokim Shvise is where he is. So either he's on his own, or he's in a town, or he's in a house with a fence around. That's where his Kinen Shvise is. And from outside there, we start measuring his Tchum. So, the measurements of Tchum, as we know, is a mil, which is 2,000 amas. 2,000 amas being 960 meters. Just under a kilometer, 0.6 mile, to any direction. Let's see if I can use a bit of a, I'm not sure where to put this. Yeah. Just to show a little bit, just to make it a bit more. So a person has his town, and he gets 2,000 amas in each direction. Yeah. 2,000 amas in each direction. 2,000 amas up, 2,000 amas down, 2,000 amas to the side. From his mokim shvise. So if he's in a house in the middle of nowhere, from outside the fence of his garden. If he's in a town, from outside the edges of town. Again, we'll have to discuss how to measure town. But this is the basic of Trumin, 2,000 times in each direction, he gets all of them. He gets all four directions. It's not just pick and choose one of them. All four directions he can walk 2,000 amas. If you don't know how much 2,000 amas is, you haven't measured it, we'll come soon how to work that out ahead. But if not, says the Gemara, you can walk 2,000 average step. An average step is an amma, half an amma the foot, half an amma the gap. Each step is an amma. So 2,000 average steps in each direction, the way the crow flies, straight, that's what a person gets for Shabbos. Even though it's measuring, there's an issa to measure Shabbos, usually that will be for mitzvah, it's a mitzvah not to go out of the trum, so that will be mutter. Now this is not much, it's bichlal not much, it's a 10 minutes walk which a yid gets. Very, very sensitive, very dangerous issues. It's quite a few mistakes. We'll come to that soon. And a person only gets 10 minutes walk in each direction of the town, of his house, not more. There's no hetzer whatsoever to go out of that. We'll come to Erev Trumin later, but there's no hetzer whatsoever to leave the Trum. Nothing to do with carrying. Just to walk out of the 2000 is awesome. It's at the halacha of Trum. If a person has a map, if you have an OS map, which is very good for these things, because the OS maps show you each and every house in the areas, and any person who knows they're going away, they could die to get an OS map, or copy of that area. I have a few from Manchester, from Llandudno. On it you can see each and every house, each box, each square on the OS map is a kilometer, so you can very easily work out how much you can walk. So if you pinpoint your house, wherever you are, and you work out what your kinyan shvis is. If you're in a town, you work around the town. We'll come to that. If you're in the middle of nowhere, then you know exactly where you are. 2,000 amas in each direction, the way the crow flies, in a straight line. That is your tchum. Within that tchum, a person can walk around. So again, before Shabbos, ideally, a person takes a map and measures it out. If you don't have a map, you can walk before Shabbos, because there's no risk yet of going too far. 2,000 average steps, or measure it, or try and work it out. And then you know for Shabbos which direction a person can go. Now, when you've measured that out, you can walk within that Trum, I will come soon to squaring it out. Within that Trum, you can walk wherever you want. You can walk this way, and then back into town, and down the other side, to the right, to the left. You can walk around the town, round and round in circles. As long as one doesn't leave this square, which he has made in his mind, of 2,000 amas, all around in each direction. Yeah, doesn't matter how, the 2,000 amas is obviously only if it's a straight road. If it's a crooked road, you'll get more, and that's why a map is the best, where you can figure out 2,000 tamas, and within there you can walk around as much as you want in all directions, as long as you stay within that shear. On a slant, it's quite complicated. Yeah, we'll come circle a moment. On a slant, you get a bit less. The Gemara makes a cheshbon how to do it. You have to work out each 50 amas of a string. It does go down a bit. Yeah, it does go down a bit. Not very much, but it does go down. Yeah, on a slant is less. Now, a lot of points. Let's try and get through all the points. Some of them are more common questions, some of them less, some of them are slight mistakes. Here comes a very important point, which is there's a very, very common mistake here. At the end of the 2,000 amas, when you've reached the end of your 2,000 amas, the trum stops, no matter where you are. So you leave your house, let's say in a country in the middle of nowhere, and you leave the fence of your garden, or you leave the village you're in, you get 2,000 amas. At the end of the 2,000 amas is a stop. Doesn't matter where you are. And even if you are in the middle of a town, and more so, and it's a very common mistake, and there's a reason why this mistake happens, before Shemisha and Erwin Samach Alef and Beis, even if you are in the middle of a house, that's the end of my allowance to walk. That's it. It doesn't help that it's in a house or in a town. This halacha, and this is where it gets a bit complicated, a bit confusing. This halacha that a town is like one unit is at the beginning. When you're in a town, the entire town is like Dalet Amos. The entire town is my Mokim Shvisa. My 2,000 starts outside the town. So I'm in this town. the whole town is mine, is my mokim shvise. Outside the town, you start measuring 2,000. Once you started your 2,000, you don't get 2,000 plus. There you go, 70, we'll come to that later. But the 2,000 ends at the 2,000. And even in the middle of a town, even in the middle of a building, this fact that the town is like one is only at the beginning. Or if one left the tchum, there's certain aloch, if you left the tchum, the onus, you went out of the tchum. If you go into a town with a mechitze, with a wall around, then the whole town is one. That's a different aloch. But otherwise, you can have a very unique matzev, which sounds very odd. It is odd, it's not quite practical. But theoretically, you can have a case where a yid can join a minyan on Shabbos, in holidays, but you cannot get an aliyah. Why? Because his 2,000 ends by the door. He cannot come to the bima. Yeah, all right. You're not going to measure it till a millimeter. Theoretically, you could have such a story where a person can join minyan. Obviously, he can't make osi shalom. That's a bit dakizik. But he can't get to Nali or he can't get to the Amid because his 2,000 ends in the middle of a building. Yeah.
About putting the food down at the end.
That's Erev Tchumen. Come on, now to Erev Tchumen. Now to Tchumen. Erev Tchumen and Tchumen are two sugyas. Erev Tchumen is another thing. Now we're talking Tchumen. So that's a very important point. 2,000 ends, no matter where it is, that's the end of it. Okay, now let's go back to measuring the Tchum. What is a town? What is a town? Where's the end of my town? Say Chazal, and Pasen Shulchan Aruch, that as long as there's no gap of 70 plus, 70 and two-thirds amas, which for our measuring is 34 meters, let's call it 34 meters. Yeah. As long as there's no gap of 34 meters between one house and the next, that is still called one unit, that's called that the houses are together and it's part of the town. Do you look at the end of the house or the end of the garden? That's a very complicated shaila, has nish backs and forwards. The maskon of the Rabbanim I've asked is that if the garden has got a fence, you can look at the fence from the garden. So you measure from there. If there's no gap of 34 meters, 34 meters in town is a lot. There's no gaps of 34 meters all over the place. But in the countryside, it's very common. Yeah, no, so I'm supposed to say that if you have a wall around the garden, you can count that. Yeah? So we were once in a little place in Wales for holidays, and we took a measure, the town was pretty, the village was 25 houses, pretty easy to see, and when you come to the end of the village, that's when the problem starts, because then there's a house, and a gap, and another house here, and a gap, another house there, and a gap. So you have to measure if there's 34 meters between the house, then the next house is out of town. It doesn't matter that in English law it's called the same town. Doesn't matter that legally, council-wise and everything, this is part of that village. That's not what we're looking at now. We're looking where Halacha looks at the town. And Halacha says that if there's a gap of 70 amas, 34 meters, from the last house to the next house, then the next house is in the countryside. It's out. If there's less than a gap in 34, it's part of the town. The other way is also true. You could have two different towns council-wise. Prestwich and Bolton Park can be called two different areas of Whitefield, or even towns, cities, can have different names, Tel Aviv and Bnei Brak. But if there's no gap of 70 amas in between, there are one town in Halacha. Doesn't matter what they called, Behamein Am, point is this 34 amas, this 34 meters. So therefore, you have your village, you have your town. If there's no gap of 34, that is still part of the town. If there is a gap, then it's out of town. Yeah, then the next house is out of town. Now we come to the next important halacha in Tchumin, and that is the halacha of Merabin es Ha'ir. A very, very interesting, fascinating halacha, which can have a big effect on the measurements. And that is the halacha of ribua. There's two types of ribua. There's ribua, ribua as in square, which means that once you've established your town, and again, it doesn't have to be what the council calls town. Once you've established the halacha dike town, and you draw an imaginary line, or you get a map, and you look there, very easy to see on these maps, because they have each and every house here, and you can work it out, the ruler, each box is a kilometer, you can work out pretty exact what the town is. So you draw an imaginary line around the town. Then Chazal come along and say that you square off the town. You square off the town into a ribua. Ribua is square. The way to square it is not up for choice. Generally, it's the way the ribua oilam, northeast, southwest, the way the general direction goes, unless certain exceptions, okay? And then you have, and that is the Mokim Shvisa. So therefore here on this drawing, you have the town, which is a bit odd, there's a bit points sticking out all over. Doesn't matter, you take the highest spot, you take the lowest spot, the most to the right, the most to the left of the town. Any houses which are too far, not considered part of the town. And that you then square off. You square it, outside it you make a square. That is the Mokim Shvisa. Now we have our Mokim Shvisa. The 2,000 starts outside that. Therefore, the 2,000 will always be a square. The 2,000 Amos around that you also square off will always be a square. Okay, the 2,000 here, down, and up here. That will be the Trumin, where within that square box you can walk around as much as you want, right, left, up, down, circles, as long as you don't go out of that box. Yes, indeed, the Gemara speaks that out in length. The corners indeed are more than 2,000 amos. You can walk from where you are, whether you are here or anywhere. You can walk down here, which is a long way. For all we know, more than 2,000 amos, you're still in town. Then you can walk to here, and we haven't even started measuring yet. Then you can walk from here, theoretically, till there, which is 2,800 amos, indeed. As long as you are within that square of 2,000 amos. This doesn't sound like so much. It can have a big effect. I'll give you an example. Chlandudno. Let's just take a practical example to bring out the cases where it can have a difference. So, I don't know if you can see so far, you recognize this. Here you got the Great Orm, Chlandudno is here. Can you walk up from Chlandudno up the Great Orm to the visitor center up there, up the top? Now here comes something interesting. From the last house up the road, there's more than a mill in a direct line to the visitor center up there. More than a mill. Why? The halacha says the last house is the end of town. The halacha says last house is more than 7 times to the next house, which is up there, end of town. Yeah. So, in if you were to measure from when you left town, you look at the map. The it's far out. The Great Orm is this. This is the Great Orm, and the last house is here. There's no house anywhere beyond here. Down here, there's houses. More than 70 amos between anywhere and everywhere. So it's far out of town. So if you were to measure from leaving the last house up to the visitor center, you see there's quite a bit more than a mil out of my tchum. Comes along the halach of ribua and helps us. Why? Because if you take the highest point of Chlandudno and the most right and left point and you square it out, and that is not yet started, we've not yet started measuring our 2,000, then the visitor center, as it's on a slant, the visitor center is well within, or pretty well within, the 2,000 of that square. So the Merabin has helped us, that even though I'm more than 2,000 away from the closest house, take here. So if I want to go here, somewhere here, this is more than 2,000 from this point, the end of town. Yes, but we've squared out our town, so we've gained quite a bit. From the corner, it is well within 2,000. And therefore, to walk up to the Great Torm on Shabbos will be mutter. But one has to be extremely careful not to go any further. Zichri can't walk around. There's a walk up there, around a bit down. There's a walk around. One Zichri can't walk. To walk around the Great Torm at the bottom, definitely far out of Trum. Definitely you're leaving the town and it's way out of Trum. Good few kilometers there. So that one Zichri can't do Shabbos, to walk around at the bottom. Let's continue a bit with Chlandudno for a moment. To walk from Chlandudno. Oops. The other way, meaning down at the bottom, to walk down at the bottom around the Great Orm is definitely out of the Trum. What about walking? I'm not sure which one's the west shore. To walk on the west shore, on the left shore, there are, you know, houses down the road. You know, you leave town, you walk around, and the other way the cars go, yeah. On the west shore, you don't have houses there. That is a problem, a possible problem of Trum, because there's quite a bit more than a gap of 70 amos between the last house of the main town, and again the row of houses down the road on the west shore. There's a row of houses there. There's quite a lot more than 70 amos gap, which tells us that in halach it's out of town. And therefore, when you leave the last house of the main town, you have started your 2,000 amos, and the houses of the Eden down there are out beyond the 2,000 amos. We were once staying in one of the Yiddish houses there in Chlandudno, and a Yid came over from being down there. For Minyan, having made Erev Trumin. All right, we'll come to Erev Trumin. For that, Erev Trumin would help. And for that he's allowed to make Kevd Chumin, but we'll come to that soon, how to do that. Just one has to be careful, not because it's called Chamdudna means it's mutter to carry, and Chumin's got nothing to do with what it's called. You left the town, there's a gap of 70 hours until the houses start again, you started counting your 2000. There are details in this Merabin, can't go into everything now obviously, it's not so simple, you don't always do it, there are certain odd shapes of town, there's something called a keshes, like a rainbow, a meshulish, certain towns where you don't do it, very often you do this rivua, the squaring out, which can help. Someone told me last week that he's got no problem going to a minyan Shabbos, where he is in holidays, even though it'll take him a long time, it'll take him 2.5 hours to walk, but he's got no, it's just a question of effort, whether he's willing to do it, but he's got no problem halachadik to do it, so I asked him why not, I know where he's staying. So he told me because there's houses the whole way through. There's no 2,000 amos without a house. What is it? There's a basic mistake. The 2,000 amos is the tchumen, not two houses. Houses is within the 70. So that's an important point. Okay. Now the interesting shale is the following. What if two towns are close to each other within 70 amos? Actually, if there's two towns, you get twice 70, each town gets its 70, alright, and they are within 70 of each other, they're considered one town halacha. What happens if there's more than a gap of 70, but once you do the squaring off, the square touches the other square? Major machlokes. Now it sounds far-fetched, I'll tell you how close home it is. This is one of the main shailes, between Prestwich and Whitefield. Prestwich and Whitefield are cut off by the M60. The M60 has been measured a number of times by Eden, and that for this purpose, and there's more than 70, twice 70, there's more than 70 meters from the last house before crossing this roundabout, before going on the roundabout, crossing the motorway, until the first house on the other side, the whole way long. You can see it on a map, even on the rest. I have a rest here for Manchester too. And it's quite a wide. Besides the fact that the motorway itself is six lanes plus two slip roads, there is the side and the grass and empty land. There's more than twice 70 amos between Prestwich and Whitefield, which therefore should tell us that once you've started crossing that roundabout, or going on that roundabout, you've left town, in halachadic purposes, you started 2,000. Now, the Yiddish community in Whitefield is within 2,000 of us. We won't have a problem, they'll have a problem. Because if they are, when Shabbos comes in Whitefield, and they want to walk over to here, they are starting their 2,000 at the same spot we are, but they are walking much more than a mile from there. Because from the motorway down to here, is quite a lot more than 1 kilometers. 1 kilometer. So they, Lechayre, should have a problem of leaving the Trum. So here we come to this big shaila. Yes, indeed. There is, here comes the answer. There is indeed more than twice 70 between the two areas, but when you square off Manchester, the square is going to hit well, overlap well and proper with the Whitefield. The squared of Prestwich will overlap with the squared of Whitefield. The town, not. The square, yes. Is that called one or not? Major machlekes. Rafalk has got a long chew about this. Machzel, he's making on it. Many posts are making on it. Maybe most posts are making on it on that point. And therefore, Pashas, one can walk either way, there and back. It'll be quite a walk. But Trumin speaking, even though there's a split, the squares are overlapping the squares. This is to show how the squares can play a big effect, a big role in working out on walking. Could we also have a issue about this? Okay, if one left the Trum, let's move on slightly to certain other halachas in Trumin. If one has left the Trum, that's a big problem. It's a big problem, and again, it can very easily happen because the Trumin is all of a 10 minutes walk. Has to be someone sleeps there by night. Someone has to sleep there by night. So a guard, if a security guard sleeps, that's enough. Indeed, they show me. If a security guard sleeps there by night, enough. So if one leaves the Trum, which can easily happen, it's a big problem. That's a big problem because the halacha is very clear and very strict that if one has left the Trum, one is stuck within the four amos. You get four amos, you can lie down on the floor where you are, but not much more than that. Turn around the circle within those four amos, but not much more. If you have entered already a town with a wall, then you have the whole town. But few towns have a wall today. If one came back by mistake, one is back to normal. But if one remembers when one is out, just to show how strict it is to leave the Trum, then one has a problem.
Is the neighbor considered as a wall?
Yes.
Okay.
An Erev is considered a wall, yeah. Okay. An Erev, if it, Erev is considered a wall, and if one has entered there, Legaba, what do you mean, emotional? Legaba, if one has entered there by mistake, the Tchumin, yeah, it's within the Tchumin. If, theoretically, yeah, an Erev would be considered a wall, Legaba, that. The Shekai of Chanevacha told me that he once, when he lived in Gateshead, he went to London for Levaya. Coming from who? Coming from who? Went to Levaya a long time ago, and they came back, it was Erev Shabbos, an old, bashed up car, and the car just about kept tagging along, it started snowing and hailing, and 20 miles outside Gateshead, a few hours before Shabbos, the car finally breathed its last. Oh, yeah. So they they left the car there on the side. They couldn't stay there because it was quite, it was freezing cold, it was snowing and hailing. They walked back 20 miles, and Shabbos has entered, which means they had walked out of the Trum. They had no choice, which was allowed for them. But since they had left the Trum, he was now stuck outside his Trum, because the Trum is where you are when Shabbos comes in. He told me he entered the first house of a Yid and he stayed at all Shabbos. That's halacha. Stay where you are. Where you arrive, and once it's safe, you have no hesitation to go further. So that's not poshut. Leaving the tchum is b'chlan poshut. Must be very careful. Okay, let's spend a few minutes on erev tchumin. So tchumin is one topic. Tchumin. Now there is a solution which we are told Chazal tell us, and that is called erev tchumin. Erev tchumin is a big topic, and one has to be very careful before doing that, because the Bach tells us, as opposed to erev chatzeres, as opposed to erev between neighbors, which is actually a mitzvah to do, and one should try and do it. Obviously, it has to be doable and has to be the right and correct. But if one can't, one should do it. Tchumin is the opposite. Tchumin, says the Bach, we are actually discouraged from doing, because it's easy to fall into mistakes. It's not simple how to, all the details how to do it. And one can only, and says the Bach, which is the basic halacha, all the person says, comes from the Gemara, you can only do Erev Tchumin for mitzvah, the first restriction. One cannot do Erev Tchumin just stam, because I want to enjoy whatever it is. One can only do Erev Tchumin for mitzvah purposes, for example, going to a minyan, Bikur Cholim, to go to a Sudas Mitzvah, if one needs to. Oynig Shabbos is a hard one. The Ramos says if one has a very, very big oynig of going to a certain place, a simcha of a certain pardes, then there's a hetzer to do that. Just to make Erev Tchumin, because you know, I don't want to be restricted, it's not so poshut. One has to be careful. Erev Tchumin can only be done for a mitzvah. Now, this is also seems to be quite a common misunderstanding. One can only make one Erev Tchumin. Let's explain why. Erev Tchumin is not an extension. You don't extend where you can walk. Erev Tchumin is an exchange, meaning that we've learned that a person, when Shabbos comes in, is Koni Shvisa. That's where he is. That's where I am, and that's where I start measuring my 2,000. Till the end of town, then 2,000. Chazal gave us the allowance to say, I'm here, but I want my kin in Shvisa, I want to be living over there. So I happen to be standing here, but for all intents and purposes, I'm living down there. Erev Tchumin. How do you do that? By putting food there. Will come that soon, how to do that. Therefore, you're living there. Therefore, your 2,000 is now measured around the Erev Tchumin. But it's not an extension of my current 2,000. It's an exchange of my current Mokrim Shvisa. You can't do that once. You can't be living in one place at the same time. You can't live in 10 places. So you can exchange. Instead of saying I'm living here, now I'm saying I'm living over there. And therefore, if one makes an Erev Tchumin, so let's say, make an Erev Tchumin down here. If one does make an Erev Tchumin, you lose your 2,000 over here, because your 2,000 now starts around that. 2,000 this way, that way, up and down, and not anymore around, even though I happen to be living and sleeping here, it doesn't help. For all intents and purposes, in halachadik eyes, you're living down where your Erev Tchumin is. And therefore, you lose, actually, you're not gaining. You're gaining a direction, you're not gaining a size. You're still getting 2,000 each direction. The question is from which point we start, from here or from there. And therefore, if you want to go to Minyan in this town, there's a Minyan down here, but the 2,000 ends at the end of the arrow. So you make Erev Tchumin here. Can't seem more exact how to do that. You make Erev Tchumin at the end of the 2,000, and then you get another 2,000 in that direction. Well, you can walk up and down from here and home, but here you get another 2,000, and you can walk
Friday night.
He's sleeping here.
So he's living there then.
Yeah. That's a very interesting halacha. That.
He's living there.
Yeah. But in halachic, we look at when Shabbos came in, and when Shabbos came in, even though he was there. There is a certain afkamina. He's called also living this town, like of a certain thing. It's a bit complicated. For all intents and purposes, he's living where his Erev Tchumen is, so that's why he gets 2,000 there. But therefore, it's obvious that one can only make one Erev Tchumen. There was a Yid, there's a true story, and I don't know who happened to it, so I'm never saying this one. There was a Yid who came to a minyan out of the country here, and his fellow friends asked him, he came Friday night to a minyan, and his fellow friends asked him, how did you get here? You're miles away from here. So he said, he was actually very happy with himself, well, his intention was definitely good. He said, indeed, it took me many hours to come here. I made 7 Erev Tchumen to come here. 7 Erev Tchumen to come here. I don't know about the good laugh, but he had a serious problem now. He's got a serious problem. A really serious problem. And I've asked many Rabbonim, do you have an Eitzah for him? Not an easy one. And his problem is he can't go back home. He can't move. Well, you can say, if he's in the building, stay within the building. The whole building is like 4 hours. Shas attack, there's a Ramban, that even the wall of our towns, we make art. But Yizrich can't go home. Yizrich can't walk 7 Trumin, because there's no such thing as 7 Erev Trumin. It's got a big problem. His wife is there alone, and she thinks the worst. Which cliff did he tumble off? I said, go find the guy, go and ask a guy, please, do you mind driving 7 miles down the road to a house which I can't even describe because I saw it yesterday for the first time in my life, and go in and tell my wife that I'm coming home tomorrow night. Which guy is going to, I don't know, if to pay a guy to do it, it's a problem.
Make sure that the Eilut Chum that you make is 2,000 hours from where you're
at. Oh, yeah, we'll come there, very good, yeah. So now let's get a bit tacky into the more details of Eilut Chumin. There are two ways of making Eilut Chumin. Either you go there when Shabbos comes in, a bit more complicated, meaning you stand there by Shkia, or you put the bread there, you put food there, either yourself or you go a messenger to put food down, or you put yourself there before Shabbos, put there Thursday, Friday, whenever you want, and then you put certain food down. So let's talk about the details of that. That Erev has to be put, indeed, within 2,000 Amis of where you are. Within an area that you can reach. Yeah? That you can reach. So therefore, if I'm in this town, you start measuring from the end of town after you squared it off, and you put 2,000 Amis from there. But if you're going to put the Erev 2,500 Amis out of town, how can you be living there if you can't even get there? You have to be able to get to where you're living, theoretically. So if it's out of your Trum, you can't even walk there. You can't walk more than 2,000. It has to be within 2,000 Amis of where you are. And then you get 2,000 to the other direction. Now, it won't always help, because you only get 2,000 from here, which ends here. If the minion is down here, it doesn't help much. So it has to be Erev Trumin. It's very limited in its gain. Because you only get another 2,000. Sometimes you can play around a bit more. If you put the Erev in a town, you can get the whole town. So if you're living there, so if you happen to have another town within 2,000, you put the Erev in there, you get the whole town, you start. But it's pretty limited what the Erev Trumin can give you. So some people go for holidays in next to Chlam Dudno, there's this town called the Ganwi. The Ganwi has got more than 70 Amis gap to Chlam Dudno, even after you squared it off. So it's definitely out of the Trum of the Ganwi. But the Chlam Dudno starts within 2,000 of the end of the Ganwi. So if you put an Erev Trumin somewhere in Chlam Dudno, you are living in Chlam Dudno. You're living in Chlam Dudno, you can walk around all Chlam Dudno as big as it is. So therefore, you can walk from the Ganwi to Chlam Dudno because I'm within 2,000 of my Erev. And once I'm in Chlam Dudno, I can walk around all over there. And you can walk to a minion up there. So there's a lot of details in making Erev Tchumin. One has to be careful. You don't gain that much. Sometimes it's a big gain. But if you're in the countryside, in the middle of nowhere, you gain just once again a kilometer, which is not dafke very much. Amole makes the whole difference, but often not. Well, let's talk a bit about the Erev Tchumin. So you need to put some food down. You make a bracha, and the bracha is before putting down, but you have it after, the chatchila before putting the bread down. So you hold the item in your hands, you make a bracha, shekishan, mitzvah, mitzvah, al mitzvahs erev. And the mefarshim will say, even though it's not a mitzvah to make erev, as opposed to erev chatzeres, the meaning of the bracha is, it's a mitzvah not to walk here without an erev. It's not a mitzvah to make erev. It's a mitzvah that if I do want to walk here, I have to do it this way. Yeah? You have to do that way. Yes, a map is the best.
How do you know that?
Either a map or you walk steps before Shabbos, it's hard. And then there's a nusach which is actually more ma'akiv than the brocha. The brocha is ma'akiv. The nusach is ma'akiv. And the nusach is printed in the sidurim. B'zeh erev, with this erev, yemuter li leilecha, should be allowed to walk mimokim zeh al pam ame, from here 2,000 amos l'chol ruach, which means I'm now living here, my 2,000 is around here. Now you have to leave the food there in a guarded way, because you have to be able to at least assume that the food is still there when Shabbos comes in. Doesn't matter if it gets taken or lost once it's nacht. But when Shabbos comes in, which is an important point of time, the food has to be there. So you have to put it either in a house or hidden. Some people say they put it under a bridge, in a wall, under, to find. You can't leave it open the street and then anyone comes along and moves it away and takes it who knows where. It has to be hidden. It can be hidden in the bushes maybe even. Now what type of food should one use? You're right, yeah, you're right. Sorry, you're 100% right. The Gemara talks about that. Not in the tree, yeah, under the tree, you're right, 100%. You can't, well, you know, if it's on the twigs, if it's under the, yeah, you're right. You can't put it. Is it the Rabbanon? Master Michael, is it the Rabbanon? Yeah, no, if it's not supposed to, it could be, it's the Rabbanon we are making. If it's any Sabbanon, it depends what it is, it could be it's easier, right? Yeah, right. That's on the floor, somewhere hidden. Now, what food to use? One has to have the shear of two meals, of two sudas. Has to be the shear of two sudas, which is quite an amount. Not only that, and there's another common misunderstanding, it has to be the shear of two sudas for every single person who wants to use this erev, including children, including one owns children, as opposed to other places where the children are part. Here, from the age 6, as Shulchan Aruch clear, they have to have their own shear. That gets to quite a size, quite an amount. You bring big boxes of food and leave it there and hope it'll be there. There is an eitzah, because the Gemara in Halacha tells us that you don't have to use main food. You can use a dip. You can even use a spread. How much? The amount of spread you would use in a meal, in two meals. And therefore, if you want to use a can of tuna, but that's a bit hard. A can of tuna is Mr. Stummer. Two meals. A jar of peanut butter. A lot of people today in England use a jar of peanut butter because the amount of peanut butter in one jar is enough, more than enough for 10 times two meals, hopefully. Yes, we kasha. Why shtei sudas? Shalshudas, often kasha. Often find a lochot tusas, we kasha that. Where's shalshudas gone to? Here's the two main meals. It's a kasha. So one has to do this. So one does that, takes a jar of peanut butter, it's the best, puts it, says the bocha, puts it down, says the nusach. Has to be in a guarded place. It has to be in a guarded place. And this is the very tricky part. One has to make sure to measure it the right way. One has to make sure not to overuse this Erev Terumah. You only get another 2,000 from there. You have to make sure you do it the right way. You get it the right way. Another very important halacha is, it's not enough to put food for every person using it. It has to actually belong to them. There's another very common mistake. Someone told me he was on holiday somewhere, and there's a whole group of people, and they made the Erev, the mamish worked it out and everything, and they had the Erev, and I don't remember whether they chapped this before they came or after they came. They chapped it Shabbos morning. They had been to Marv and come back, and then they chapped that one thing they'd forgotten to do. They had not picked up the peanut butter on behalf of all the people joining. So they have put enough for everybody, right size, right place, right everything. It didn't belong to all the people. Useless. Mom is useless. Well, that person who it belongs to can use it. None of the other people can use it. So very important where one can easily go wrong. Has to belong to all the people who are joining the Erev. And then one can tuck it. Then one has the Erev Trumin. We're going to have to finish in a minute or two. There's another topic which we won't get to today, and that is the topic of Kalim. Even Kalim, even one's items, have Hilchas Trumin. Oh, the man I've come in, and it's very simple like this. If you're in a place on holidays and someone is coming to you for minyan from out of the trum, he's made the Erev Trumin. He's done it. All people do. One can do. Just one has to be careful how to do it, has to be done properly. And he comes to you. And then he sees on the way out it's raining. He says, do you mind if I borrow your coat, bring it back tomorrow morning, you're not going out tonight? That's a problem. Because my coat is my trum. And he is leaving my trum because he made Erev Trumin, so he cannot borrow my coat. I've currently got suitcases who arrive on Shabbos, bit of a question mark there. So that is another topic in Truman. But wherever we go, we should always be safe. And Ruchnis and Gashmir should always do the right thing.